If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do speed jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go now. Jokes have come in from the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin, and Rob Curry. He's the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel published in 2020, now in its fifth printing. And Gary Lenz in Chicago and James Wing in Southwest Michigan, where he says most of his Christmas lights are up. Pat in Waukegan, John Ladisic is listening to us in sunny Venice. Paul Falson, proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug in Apple River. Kent Heisner, Mike Altshuler, Dave in Tinley Park, Steve in St. John, Indiana. I got one from Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood, Mike in the Twin Towns of Minnesota, and Rick Merrick in Muskegon, Michigan. And many more. Andy, my wife says there are two things wrong with me.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't listen, and something else.
The following is a smarty pants joke and maybe unsuitable for some listeners.
I've noticed that the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon is much more common now. I'll pause because I know you're laughing at home. That kills. I will give you a... I want to give him a definition, Steve, of the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon.
No, there's no explaining speed jokes.
You know, the opposite of formaldehyde is casual DeJekyll. Would you agree that the existence of biscuits as well as Triscuits implies there is not only a monoskit, but possibly a quadriskit?
In the following, well, no, the following list is a list of famous last words.
Here, hold my beer.
Don't worry, I've done this 1,000 times.
Hey, who put this violin in my violin case?
I saw this in a YouTube video once.
Either that wallpaper goes, or I do. Ah, says Teresa, that would be the cobblestones. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry, that's a typo. That's a punchline to a joke that the Speed Jokes Submission Committee said I can't say on the radio. So
unanimously said you can't say on the radio.
Even Brandon. And they all said pretty good, no.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I like jokes about the eyes. The cornea, the better for me.
John, do you have any pasta jokes? I'll give you a penny for your thoughts.
Spaghetti broke up with her boyfriend, and now, Andy, he's cannelloni.
That's funny, John, but my cousin got fired from the pasta factory yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
He made a few silly mistakes.
What does pasta have to... Why does pasta have to pay extra for car insurance?
Why?
Because it's often al dente. Everyone told Beethoven he would never be a composer because he was deaf. But I ask you, did he listen?